Welcome back to our wellness chats. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and true to tradition, Dr. Anton Janse van Rensburg is in the studio with us. If you do not know who that is, my friend, we must plug you. He is a practicing medical doctor from Pretoria with 25 years of experience as an integrative practitioner. Besides his MBCHB degree, he has a master's degree in applied human nutrition, and he's also a trained metal toxicologist. Dr. Anton has a passion for teaching, and besides having authored and co-authored two books, he presents on a variety of platforms, including continuing professional development courses in the fields of the microbiome and the application of medicinal plants and noble metals. Dr. Anton, this is our seventh week talking about the diseases of winter. How are you? And as part of that, maybe include a recap.
Yeah, well, thank you, Pinky. It's good to be here, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yeah, I can't believe it's been 7 weeks, 1 week to go after this. And so far, we've dealt quite a bit with my three pillars of disease prevention or infection prevention. Pillar one, special disease-fighting substances. Pillar two, life-saving nutrition. And pillar three, immune-boosting habits. In the first week, we dealt with the nose. We spoke about snot, can you believe it? And how the cold nose, the drop in temperature, makes you more susceptible to infection. And then we spoke about how I'm using silver, specifically silver spray in people's noses, in their throats, to help them to avoid infection. All right, so I'm not talking about any silver here. You need to look at those bottles, phone the number on the label, make sure that these people that are making the silver is at least a manufacturing pharmacy, do research, things like that. And then when you start getting worse, you can actually nebulize with silver. It's very cheap. It's a very nice way to do it. And I like the word cheap because that's what you saw so far in the first 6 weeks. I'm trying to teach people things that are easy to do, like week two, sunshine. Sunshine produces vitamin D, helps with infection, produces melatonin, helps with infection, produces serotonin, makes you feel happy while you're infected. So there are many different ways how you can boost your immune system, even the white blood cells. You will boost white blood cell function. Then the next week was hydration. Make a point of consuming enough fluid during winter. Then we spoke about how some people could potentially be allergic to bovine dairy. Actually, I think there's a lot of people that are allergic to bovine dairy that makes them more susceptible to infection. Then we spoke about intermittent fasting, how short fasts from 7 at night, maybe till 11 the following morning, boosts your immune system. And then we also spoke about lower the carbohydrates in your diet. It's a good thing to do. People who eat less carbs have stronger immune systems, they lose weight, they feel better, have more energy. And I said it then and I'm going to say it now, these are massive topics that we're skimming over, but they're important to remember. Then we spoke about the microbiome or the intestine, why taking a probiotic is good for you and why drinking fermented foods can be good for you. And then finally, last week, we spoke about the hygiene of exercise. If you're willing to brush your teeth twice a day, then you should be willing to do some exercise as a form of hygiene.
Very comprehensive. Dr. Anton, another question about the interesting topic of silver is this. You've mentioned that silver is antiviral, but also antibacterial. This sounds too good to be true, but can you maybe elaborate on it a little bit?
It's a very interesting concept because we use the antibiotics killing bacteria and antibiotics not doing anything to viruses. And this is what's wonderful about God's creation. God gave us this mineral that helps us and that can actually have an antiviral effect against a host of viruses. It has a proven antibacterial effect, but it doesn't stop there. It actually kills certain funguses or fungi. Hmm. It can actually kill certain worm infestations. And now there's new research that links it to an anti-cancer effect. Not that people should now run out and stop all their cancer medication and buy silver, but the point is just we have a substance here that can do many things, and we have proof for that.
Hmm. Thank you for that, Dr. Anton. Which components of the three pillars that we've been dealing with from the very beginning are we looking at today?
Right, today's pillar three, it's habits, immune-boosting habits, and we're going to talk about sleep, believe it or not.
I was not expecting that. I'm caught like by surprise, but I love sleep, so I'm definitely here for it. Surely, purely being tired is not going to increase my risk of getting the flu?
Yeah, well, I think people are completely disconnected when it comes to sleep and how important it is. I mean, this is where you, if you have to ask me one question, what can I do to extend my life? You know what? I'll say sleep more, but not just sleep a lot, sleep the right amount. So we know now that people who sleep less than 5 hours a night are not healthy. People who sleep more than 9 hours a night, that is also not good. And sleep affects everything. You want to lose weight? Sleep enough. People who sleep too little are more hungry. It's completely disrupted in their brains how their hunger response works. Their cortisol, stress hormone, is elevated if you don't sleep enough. And if you have an elevated cortisol, guess what? You're going to save more fat.
Sure.
Your body will store more fat more effectively. It's the wrong way around. You don't want to do it that way. Your risk for hypertension goes up, and diabetes, and insulin resistance. Everyone's heard the term insulin resistance. That's where it starts. For many people, it starts with disrupted sleep patterns.
Sure.
And disrupted sleep patterns, Pinky, starts with watching too many series for the average modern person.
Yeah,
so we've got streaming services, and now you don't wait a week for the next program. You watch them all tonight.
Sure.
It launches tonight. We watch them all tonight. So I've spoken and consulted with numerous people who have disrupted sleep patterns purely because of media. But here's the point. People who sleep well have better functioning immune systems. This is a fact, and we have enough research to show us that. For example, the same T cells that you activate in the sun. When you're outside in the sun, I told you, you're activating white blood cells.
Yes.
You're doing that when you are sleeping. And we've actually seen that when they did sleep studies on healthy young people, if they just make them stay awake for one night, you can see changes in the white blood cells the very next day.
Sure.
But that's obviously a badly disrupted night. And it stays there for 7 days. It takes 7 days for that to recover. So you can't mess with your sleep. Yes, I know there are mommies listening to me now with little babies. So you are going to have to look at all the other things I said in these 8 weeks, how you're going to strengthen your immune system while your sleep is disrupted. This is important because, yes, your immune system will be disrupted, but it's passing and it's not permanent. Thankfully, children grow up.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually, eventually, in my household, it happened. There was a long eventually.
A gradual.
No, it happened. So your white blood cells function better. Now, here's an interesting thing. When we talk about the immune system, is that when you study learning, you know, I mean, someone like you, Pinky, you still plan to study further. You store information when you sleep. And that's why I always tell people, try not to do an all-nighter the day before an exam.
Yeah.
But try not to do all-nighters at all if you are studying to develop a long-term memory for what you are doing. Okay, so if you're going to need the information that you're studying to apply it in your profession down the road, don't do all-nighters. Sleep on the work that you studied.
Sure.
And guess what? The immune system works exactly the same way. You need sleep for your immune system to consolidate its memory cells of what it was exposed to on that day. So I always tell people, you've got like an antivirus package, software package. We're constantly being updated. That's wonderful. That's why I really had a problem with lockdowns per se, because our virus database constantly is updated. And that's how we develop memory consolidation, and sleep then is important. And then, good sleep. People who sleep have reduced inflammation. And I've mentioned inflammation. If you go back people go, you know, and listen to these talks again. You'll hear me every now and then. I'm saying inflammation, this and that, inflammation, this and that. High inflammation disrupts the body's inflammatory response. It's not good for the immune system. So you want to sleep more than 5 hours, less than 9 hours. But honestly, somewhere in your holiday, go to bed at the same time every night for a week and see when you wake up.
Sure.
People don't know that. People ask me, how much sleep do you need per night? No, I'm not sure.
Sure.
I'm like, whoa, you need to figure that out. And that is a nutshell on sleep then.
Sure. I'm going to say sleep is one of my favorite topics because I'm learning to sleep better. I know I used to be one of those people that had very fluctuating sleeping patterns. And I must say, Dr. Anton, I'm doing much better at it, right? But yeah, maybe you can share a few thoughts about mental wellness and the immune system. Is there a relationship or a correlation there?
Yeah. So now, I'm apologizing to the listeners again because, I mean, we are trying to deal with topics here that deserve a week retreat away. So maybe Pinky, you can organize a retreat for us.
Let's do it.
And I'll join you. Okay.
Great.
And we can go and talk about all these things at length. But mental wellness, and this is such a broad topic. I just this morning did a whole hour session with a company. And we spoke about mental wellness for an entire hour and how mental wellness is linked to better immune functioning. Now, just being anxious before an exam, that's not a mental wellness issue. Mental wellness, if you have a mental wellness problem, it means your functioning is affected. It means every single day of your life, you've got debilitating anxiety or debilitating depression, things that start affecting your functioning. That is when mental wellness becomes an issue. And sometimes it runs in families. I mean, maybe your mom had severe depression. There's a good chance that you are prone to that and you must do something about it. So what do you do about it? Well, you do what I said in the last 8 weeks because it's all connected. You're a human being. All of this is connected. So we know now that you can suppress the immune system if your mental wellness is not in a good place. But guess what? People who sleep better have better mental wellness. People who exercise have better mental wellness. All these things we spoke about, sunshine, fasting, low-carb diet, all of that affects you. But other things that mental wellness does that is surprising, actually, Pinky, is the fact that your gut bacteria respond to your state of being. So you can actually disrupt your biome if your mental wellness over the prolonged period of time is suffering
sure.
a certain problem. I mean, how
that's
on earth?
Mind-blowing. Everything is just so intricately connected.
Intricately connected. This is God's creation. This is how it works. And then you can do something about this. So just from a mental wellness perspective, I teach people that you've got 86 billion brain cells. That's like the Milky Way is 200 billion. So you've got like half a Milky Way in your head.
Sure.
Each brain cell can produce chemicals that make you feel good. If you are mindful about what you're thinking about, if you relive bad experiences on a day-to-day basis, you will relive the chemistry of the bad experience. So don't do that. Practice mindfulness. Practice meditation. Now, meditation, obviously, in our context, is prayer time. We now know that people who spend time in prayer regularly, okay, like a daily prayer session, can be any time of the day, they produce more of an enzyme that protects your chromosomes from aging.
Hi.
I mean, what?
What?
You literally, it's called a telomere, you literally prevent those telomeres from shortening, which is a sure sign of aging.
Wow.
And that from looking after yourself mentally by meditating or spending time with God. And then there's other things. I mean, you look after your mental wellness by exercising. Exercise is probably one of the most important ones. And I've mentioned sleep. It's all connected. And we need to do all these things together to look after our immune system. So that's why it's an 8-week session and not a half a minute, 2 minute, 1 session that people need to look at.
Sure. So incredibly insightful. Always, whenever you come in here with your papers and, you know, sometimes you come bearing gifts, I know it's going to be awesome because I'm going to leave having been so incredibly informed. And I have to say, Dr. Anton, I genuinely practice the things that you tell me. I've been trying to eat 7 to 11 and do all those things that you tell us about. So it's always so awesome to get to connect with you. You spoke about my favorite topic today, so thank you for that. Friends, you're tuned in and you would like to read more about Dr. Anton or maybe even just follow his work. Visit his website at www.dranton.co.za. Join us again next week for our final conversation with Dr. Anton. And this one is probably going to be one that is so simple that every single one of us can relate to. Thank you so much again, Doc.
Thank you.